Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The Outlaw Music Festival Tour is North America's largest touring music festival. It kicked off in Phoenix, Arizona this week and featured a special performance of The Pogues' A Rainy Night in Soho, sung by Bob Dylan. It seems Bob's fans were delighted, with one fan saying, "It was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard." And Shane McGowan's sister Siobhan says this would mean the world to him. She joins us now on the line. And Siobhan, you're very welcome to the programme this evening.
Thank you.
As I say, you posted online, it would mean the world to Shane.
Yeah, I think the thing is, an old friend, journalist Sean O'Hagan, he sent it to me yesterday morning, so it just came out of the blue, and he sent me the video, so I actually haven't been able to listen to Shane's songs, either sung by anybody else or himself, since he passed, but because it was Bob Dylan, I just went, oh my God, like, because my mind instantly went back to, you know, our rooms when we were young, and me 8, 9, him 14, 15, and Bob Dylan blasting out of the room. And also the fact that Shane introduced Bob Dylan to the family, not personally, but through the music. So, in fact, our whole family were discussing Bob Dylan's lyrics in the 70s, you know. And because of that, I thought, God, I actually have to listen to this. You know, I have to steel myself and I have to listen. And I did, and it was just so moving for me to see and hear Bob Dylan singing Shane's words. It was amazing.
Oh, really? Well, thank you for sharing that story with us, because, as you say, I can't imagine how difficult it's been and steeling yourself to listen to it. But of all the people you could listen to, I suppose, Shane and Bob knew each other, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they met in about 2017, and I think it was when Bob was doing a gig in Dublin, and Shane, they met in the hotel. Bob was very keen to meet him. Apparently his manager Jeff went to huge lengths to get this to happen, and Shane really wanted to meet him, but he probably was quite nervous as well. I don't think he was feeling 100% at the time, but he would probably be nervous too. But he wanted to really, really make the effort to meet him. And they did meet. And apparently I wasn't there, but apparently they had an amazing conversation, a lot of it about poetry. Because as far as I know, Bob Dylan named himself Dylan after Dylan Thomas, so he was mad into poetry as well, which you probably can tell from his lyrics. And so Shane loved talking about literature and poetry.
Do you know,
and all that kind of stuff.
Do you know, Siobhan, when you said they both talked about poetry, I smiled, kind of.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself. Of course they would. Two great poets talking about poetry. You said this would have meant the world to Shane.
Yeah.
How do you think he would have reacted if he had heard this?
I think he would have thought it was brilliant. I think he would have said that Bob's version was fantastic. I love it. I think he would have loved it. I think he would have been stunned and moved, and he probably would have felt the way that I did, that life goes full circle, like, you know, and those people that you love when you're younger and who have inspired you so much, like, you know, I think it's because of the inspiration is there so much. And I would think that Shane at that age, at 14, 15, 16, I wouldn't have thought that he wanted to do what he was doing, but he probably wouldn't have had the confidence at that stage that he was going to get to the heights where Bob Dylan was going to cover his song.
Yeah.
That probably would never have crossed his mind.
Well, that's
like,
amazing.
You know,
that is amazing.
Exactly.
He had the genius, but he didn't have the confidence.
No, he did. Yeah. Shane did have huge confidence, but he was only a kid.
Okay.
So I'm talking about when he's 13, 14, 15. So he's only dreaming about what he might do one day. He was, you know, he was always brilliant at writing, but he was writing stories and not songs at that time. So, and he was recognised for his brilliance in his stories. But he wasn't yet writing songs. So music was something he just aspired to.
Okay,
so,
and Bob was crucial along the path.
Huge, yeah.
Siobhan, thank you so much for joining us. And I know it must be so nice and so special to see Shane celebrated like this. So I really do appreciate your time on the programme this evening.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me.
Thank you. Good evening.